This is What in the Name of God, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. About a month ago, I took a break from this show to work on my art project, which includes the book Artists and Their Nudes, which will be coming out soon, and the collection of 13,000 digitally enhanced images of the artist's work. And the last segment, what we did was a What in the Name of God segment talking about the anti-abortion groups who are all religiously inspired who had planned a sting on Planned Parenthood. That story has been ongoing, getting bigger and bigger over the past month. And on that last segment, I said I would talk about who is actually behind this. The organization is called Center for Medical Progress. It is neither at the center nor does it do anything for medical progress. It's led by a man named David Daladin, who was also a part of an organization called Live Action. He's quite young, and he is billed as a director of research for the Live Action organization. He is closely associated with Troy Newman, who's the head of the infamous Operation Rescue. He is also an associate of the discredited right-wing activist James O'Keefe, who sort of pioneered the whole idea of using fake videos to destroy organizations, which is this really is a copycat of what destroyed Acorn, even though, as turns out in the end, everything in those videos was pretty much a lie. And James O'Keefe is now a convicted criminal. Now, Daladin is specifically religiously conservative. He's not just Catholic. He is a Tridentine Catholic. That is the people who believe that they should go back to the traditional Latin Mass. So that puts him on the most conservative of those in the Catholic faith, which, by the way, based on some recent surveys, is actually far more progressive in general than you would think. But this man is at the opposite end of the spectrum. He has admitted that he is fueled by his rather rigid interpretation of what he thinks the Catholic faith is. Now, Live Action, the organization that he also works for, that was founded by a 15-year-old girl named Lila Rose, who was inspired to start her organization by James O'Keefe, so it's not surprising that she uses the same dishonest tactics. She is also inspired by her religious faith. She said, God, use me in whatever way, and says she's willing to die for the anti-abortion movement, which I always find rather scary, because the people who say things like that seem more inclined to do something that is likely to get them killed, like take the lives of others. Based on reading interviews with her, she's clearly a religious fanatic. And she's young, just 27 years old. And she has been going after Planned Parenthood for years. She is also an extremely conservative Catholic. Now, to understand both these people, you need to understand a concept known as godly lying. That means that if you're lying for something that God approves of, it's not really a lie. It's okay. So these people lie. Pretty much everything that comes out of their mouths is a lie because they are religious fanatics. And whatever they have to do to promote what they think God wants, they're going to do. Lila Rose has made such bald-faced assertions as claiming that she has evidence that Planned Parenthood employees cover up sex trafficking. She has claimed that they lie about providing mammograms. They don't really do that. And she claims that they profit off of abortions, which, as a nonprofit, they kind of don't do. But, of course, none of this does she have any evidence for. Adherence to the truth is irrelevant. Paying attention to the biblical admonition that thou shalt not present false witness against your neighbor, well, that only counts in court. And she may wind up in court, because it looks like, in order to make these videos, they most likely violated California state law. It's pretty amazing that, basically, two kids, even though they have alliances with much larger organizations. This is basically two kids who have created this much controversy, all based on continued and repeated lies and videos that have been falsified. And it's not just the snippets of video that have been edited extensively to create a false impression. The sections of video that they claim are the complete, unedited footage isn't. it is also edited. There is a brand new report, which I think officially hits the streets tomorrow, from an organization called Fusion GPS, or an independent research firm that was hired by Planned Parenthood. And what they have found on all of the videos they have analyzed, that they were missing large sections of time and were misleadingly altered so that separate conversations appear to take place in uninterrupted chunks, even though there are segments of time that have been taken out. And that's not the only way they cheated. They added subtitles, supposedly to make it easier to follow what the people are saying, and sometimes difficult to hear, but they added these subtitles that don't reflect what is actually being said. In some cases, they've even added words claiming that that's what people are saying, when no such words are actually being spoken, done to create a false impression. Planned Parenthood has sent the report to both chambers of Congress, where Fusion GPS says that the footage in its investigation is useless because it is so distorted. They wrote, "The manipulation of the video does mean they have no evidentiary value in a legal context and cannot be relied upon for any official inquiries unless supplemented by CMP's original material and forensic authentication that this material is supplied in unaltered form." In other words, all of videos, everything that they've released, are unreliable and don't mean anything. There is no scandal, as multiple investigations and multiple states have discovered. It's all one big, giant, godly lie.